Hello, I'm Alex Brightman, and I play Beetlejuice.
Hi, I'm Sophia Ann Caruso, and I play Lydia.
In, of course, the world premiere here of Beetlejuice at National Theater, which I'm really excited about. Thanks so much for taking the time for joining us, guys.
Our pleasure.
Now, of course, we got to start. I mean, we all grew up with the movie, Tim mm-hmm. Burton. It was amazing. How much of that do you even... obviously, it's cycling in your head, Michael Keaton, but how much do you try to play up those elements? How much do you just divorce it entirely and make it entirely your own?
It is about 95% divorce. It's in the best way. Michael Keaton's Michael Keaton. I am me.
Musical.
It's a musical, right? It's a very different story that we're telling. Same characters, different intentions.
Yeah.
I did this with Jack Black in School of Rock, and there's no way for me to do a good impression of him, so why try?
Right.
So same thing here, and I only, with this one especially, given such carte blanche to be a cartoon character, that there isn't a way to go too far with this one. So we keep finding stuff, and we're going to continue to keep finding stuff with this. But yeah, it's a completely different thing that we're doing here, which I think is important to note.
And it's going to be... I'll get to Lydia here at the very next question, but while we're on Beetlejuice,
yeah.
It's got to be such a freaking fun role to play. I mean, he's this bizarre, but he's got these dark elements, beyond the grave, but at the same time, you got to keep him super likable because he's sarcastic and fun.
Yeah.
So how do you sort of toe that line? How much fun is it to be, because basically his inhibitions are gone. Mankind hangs all this weight and pomp and circumstance on death, but you're just like, meh, I don't care. How much fun is that?
It's ridiculously fun because especially now, as a culture, with Breaking Bad and things like that, we like love to root for a bad guy.
The anti-hero
thing is still huge, and who would have thought? But it is, it's like every dream I could have to do this stuff wrapped up into one, because there isn't a too far, because he's a demon.
Right.
And so like if it was a human saying some of the things I'm saying in this show, we would have to take a pause with that, because it is not okay. But he is millennia old, so he has no boundaries. There never were any. So he doesn't know when he's crossing the line. And so as a person who tends to cross a line comedically in his own life, as Sophia can testify to, it is fun to get the permission to do it. And, you know, if there are consequences, we'll deal with them later. But for now, he's a millennia-old demon who says what's on his mind.
The other kind of millennial.
Exactly.
Take that, millennial. They don't have avocado toast beyond the grave.
That's right.
All right, Lydia, thank you so much for the patience of putting up with a couple Beetlejuice questions. We were talking to the writers, and they said that one of the main things I wanted to do was take a role that was smaller in the movie, and I think it focused more on a lot on the parents, right? And they just were like, no, we're going straight to her, and we're going to stretch that out as the main arc. But so you pretty much have fertile ground to kind of make it your own in a way.
Yeah,
so.
I'm definitely making it my own. I mean, what I'm doing, what Alex is doing, what this whole thing is, has not been done before. Yeah. Beetlejuice has been done before, but Beetlejuice the musical has not been done. This is a musical. It's built for stage. It's meant for stage. It's wild. It's crazy. And I'm incredibly scared that when I am eventually done with this, I will be so bored with whatever comes next, because it's so intense and crazy and big, and it's loud, and it's entertaining even to me, and I'm very easily bored. Very easily. And so, yeah.
I nodded off twice already in this interview.
Yeah, and I definitely am putting my own spin on it. It's definitely very, very my own, and the writers have done a really good job of, you know, Lydia wasn't, in my opinion, in the movie, wasn't like a very like developed character. She was kind of like a, just like an iconic like look and like a character, but she wasn't, you know, there's a real big emotional arc and like story for her, and even that just makes it so much different than the movie. So I'm already starting with something that's completely different, and then just me as an actor, I'm not Winona Ryder, I'm Sophia, and this is my interpretation of the role. So obviously it's going to be very different. And I definitely am putting my own spin on it just naturally.
Awesome. And you mentioned that it has a whole larger, more emotional arc. In your mind, where does she, you know, take me from point A to point B in the arc? What is Lydia at the start of the show, and where does she come to by the end?
At the start of the show, Lydia, you know, she's she's hurting, she's in pain, she's ignoring, she's trying to face things but is really struggling with that, and she's really struggling and she's isolated, and by the end she her connections with her family become stronger, she becomes, in my opinion, at peace with her, with the death of her mother. And at the beginning, she really isn't, and she's grieving really hard and doesn't know how to handle those emotions, and nobody's there for her. And by the end, she has a group of people who she feels safe with, and she becomes at peace with herself and with death, basically.
Well, with it being a world premiere musical, yeah. Unlike other shows we come to, we don't know the numbers yet. You know, we're going to come in, and it's going to be great. So give us a... You know, without, you can't really spoil, but, you know, without giving too much away,
sure.
But give us a little taste. Is there a certain number that you get to do that we're going to love when we show up to the
Well,
thing?
Every number.
So, yeah.
Every
yeah.
number.
Such a cop-out,
yeah,
Lydia.
Just to say, every number. No, but there, I will say this, is that this show was written by the wonderful Eddie Perfect, who, again, when it comes to boundaries... He doesn't have them,
yeah.
And neither do a lot of the writers. So they found a good collaboration here. As far as the music goes, there are like 17 different styles of music in this show because it is such a rapid channel-changing pace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he does most of those.
Right.
I have a more punk rock feel.
A little more punk rock feel here.
I could get that. Man.
A little, and she's fabulous at it. And then you know there is that sort of expected. There's a couple of musical theater, contemporary musical theater songs, but it's. Constantly surprising. The second you feel comfortable, we go in another direction, which is, I think, great. Not to get too complacent in a show. But, you know, what I've said, without giving too much away, what I've said about the music is that we're not going to leave the purists without the things they want to hear or see.
Yeah.
But we have, again, it's a 95% divorce. 5%, the really good 5% from the movie that you hope is in there,
sure.
It's in there. Trust me.
Right.
But there's a 95% other thing we got going on that we've made that I also think you're going to love.
Can't wait to see the 95%. And before we go, just sort of, they gave me the go-home sign.
Yes.
But just in closing, I think this is a bit of a, you have some D.C. history. Didn't you dance at the Kennedy Center like when you
Did
were
you
really
ever?
Young? What age was this?
I was 12, 13 maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was going on 13. I was pretty young. I did Little Dancer at the Kennedy Center with Susan Stroman, and it was a joy. I loved doing it. I loved being in D.C. and I love being here, and it's interesting being back in town but in a different part, and being back on stage. It's been a while.
Well, you guys stageographies, you know, reputation precedes itself. I mean, Sound of Music and Patty Duke, come on, the original Helen Keller directing you as Helen Keller, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then of You, Sir, you know, School of Rock, yeah, Wicked. I mean,
it's
so awesome that we get to. So thank you for bringing this to us.
Please.
Can we end with by saying the three B words we're not supposed to say?
Sure. You want to say the first one and all?
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
The musical.
Don't say you're not allowed to say
right,
musical.
Right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, dude.
Thank you.